Our academic all-star interview today is with Emma Nelson from Perryville High School. She is the salutatorian at Perryville. Emma, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Being one of the top two students in your class, was that a goal of yours?
Yeah, I always wanted to be one of the top students at our school. And I told my friends and family when I was younger that one day down the line, I don't know how or why, but I just wanted to give a speech at graduation. I didn't have anything specific I wanted to say. I just knew that that was something I wanted to do, and it was a goal I went for and tried to get the most high-achieving academics possible.
That's awesome, and I guess you'll get that chance. Now, I believe they announced that the valedictorian, salutatorian, that was announced on Friday. So what was the reaction when you found out that you had made top two?
I was ecstatic. I mean, I had, at the beginning of the school year, I was ranked number two and then took as many high-level classes as possible to maintain that and worked my butt off to keep the grades up, but I was excited just to finally hear it said and know it was set in stone.
All that hard work paid off, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you do get that chance to make that speech that you wanted to make. So now what are you going to talk about? You don't have to give it fully away, but can you give us a little bit of preview of what's going to happen tomorrow night?
Yeah, I wanted to focus on the fact that so many people are making this speech all across the country in the next this week or last week or this time of the year. And so many of them have the message of, okay, graduates, now it's your turn to go out and change the world. But I feel that it's not the big things that change the world. It's the little everyday things. And I really highlight on the fact that everyone can do that. We've been in that potential to change the world every day of our lives. If you smile at a stranger who's having a bad day, that's a ripple effect that could change everything, and that's really what I try to highlight on in my speech.
That's great. Sounds like that's going to be a great message. I actually have a relative who is graduating from Perryville, so I will be there, so I can't wait to hear you speak. Let's talk about some of your favorite classes, favorite subjects. What are some of your top ones?
I really enjoy history. That's one of my favorites. And so this year I was able to take world history, but in the years past, like psychology and American history, I've always loved those, and I've also really enjoyed, which kind of surprised me, but I always liked numbers, and so I took a advanced physics class this year, and it's actually been really interesting for me. That's not something I expected to be totally intrigued by, but I really found it fascinating this year.
That is kind of interesting because a lot of kids I talk to, it's one or the other. If they like history, they usually don't like numbers, and if they like numbers, they don't like history, but you kind of like both, huh?
Yeah, I definitely, as a career path down the road, I'm leaning more towards of finding a way that I can mix the two and kind of come up with the best of both worlds.
Is there a subject that you don't particularly enjoy?
Not especially. I'm not too big of a fan of writing, but I actually took a creative writing course this semester, and it's actually changed my mind a lot. I found that just how important it really is and how it really just helps me feel like I'm more easily able to express my thoughts to people in writing and just talking, and it really has helped get my thoughts across to people better. So communication skills, it's really helped.
Emma, correct me if I'm wrong, but it really sounds like you like to challenge yourself and get out of your comfort zone from time to time and try things that maybe you didn't think you would enjoy but end up enjoying them in the end.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have my point of view is if you don't try it, you're never going to know what else is out there. So I like to kind of get my feet wet in every subject, and then I can always go back and decide afterwards, well, maybe I didn't like that, but I did it, and now I know.
With all that being said, tell me about some of your favorite teachers or some of the staff members at PHS that have kind of influenced you and left their mark on you over the years.
There are so many. That's one of the great things that I don't think a lot of people focus on at PHS is we really have a great supportive group of teachers. All the way back through elementary and middle school, I've had great teachers, and some of the most influential ones have been my gifted program teachers. Mary Bounds was our gifted program teacher through elementary school, and she really just helped motivate my passion to learn everything as much as possible, just explore. And that continued through Mrs. Lisa Vinton at the middle school. She taught us a lot that learning isn't about knowing facts and what's on the page. It's about just the obtaining of knowledge and how that can make you a better individual and how it makes you a more upstanding citizen. And through high school, just different teachers like Mrs. Ernst, Ms. Baskin, Mr. Baskin, Mr. Cole, there's so many of them that have just different subjects, but the teachers that have stood out the most to me are those who know more about everything, and they can help you if you ask, if you're in a writing class but you have a history question. The ones that will go out and find that answer for you can help just broaden overall knowledge instead of just teaching you that one subject.
I'm glad you mentioned more than just high school teachers, because becoming a great student starts at a young age, and the elementary teachers have a lot to do with that, and then on the middle school, then on the high school.
Yes, most definitely. I've been very fortunate that, even with my parents, my mom's a teacher at Mineral Area College, and she and my dad and all my family and then young teachers at an early age really just emphasize to the importance of education, because education doesn't stop when we graduate or when we get a piece of paper. You learn until the day you die. So,
well, as the former sports director here at the radio station, I know you from being a great athlete at Perryville High School, basketball, softball. Do you play any other sports?
I also play soccer.
Soccer as well. Which is your favorite?
Softball is my favorite. Whenever I was younger, I always used to say it was whatever season I was in. I bounced back and forth. But as I've grown older, softball has been what I've specialized in, and I'm going on to play college softball. So I'm very excited I get to continue that.
Where will we be playing that at?
University of Chicago.
University of Chicago. Have I interviewed you before about that? I think I may have.
Yeah, we interviewed right after my signing.
Yeah, I remember that. So are you looking forward to that? That's getting closer and closer, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I've followed the team throughout their season through like online live feed of the games, and definitely excited to move on to that season and just explore all that there is in Chicago.
What will your major be?
As of now, it changes almost every week still. But as of right now, I'm planning on double majoring in economics and statistics.
What kind of career path then would you think about choosing from there?
As of right now, I still am set on being a lawyer. I don't know what branch of law. Maybe something along with patent lawyer or something that has to involve both the numbers and the law. But right now, I'm not quite sure, but I definitely still have my heart set on being a lawyer.
Did you get academic and athletic scholarships to attend University of Chicago?
University of Chicago, because it's such a prestigious school, doesn't really separate it into academic, athletic. They look at you as an individual and give you kind of a package effect. So I definitely benefited from being well-rounded and having attributes in both categories.
That is awesome. I want to learn a little bit about your family as well. Tell me about your parents or any siblings that you have.
My parents, my dad, Kent Nelson, grew up in the area, and he works as a human resource person at TG, and he also teaches out at Mineral Area College. And then my mother, Brenda Nelson, is an English professor there, and she has also been a teacher for a very long time. They've made the biggest impact on my life. They've taught me just everything about who I am and who I strive to be. I have a younger sister, Olivia, who's in middle school, she's a freshman this year, and she goes to Perryville High School. And then I have a brother, Sam, who's in sixth grade.
And last question for you would be favorite memories from your time at Perryville High School. I'm sure that's a tough question.
Yeah, it is, because I think what I'm going to miss most is the people. I have made some amazing friends, and just being able to do so much. What so many people forget about or don't know about living in a small town is we have an opportunity to be involved in so many different things. And when you leave there, and especially leaving high school, you have to go out into the real world, and you have to take your time and focus and supply it to the things that are going to progress your career and your lifestyle, and you're not going to have all this time to hang out with your friends and get involved in activities and all that. And that's coming to an end shortly, and that's the thing I'm definitely going to miss the most.
Emma, we really appreciate your time. Congratulations on all you've accomplished so far. It's really been a great high school career, and I know it's only going to get better at the University of Chicago. We wish you best of luck in the future.
Thank you so very much.
She is the salutatorian at Perryville High School. That was Emma Nelson joining us for her Academic All-Star interview today on Regional Radio.